Welcome to Shakespeare FC, the Sonnets, a five-minute journey into the iambic opinations on life, love, death, and desire, with a smattering of nature and naughtiness from the mind of our literary epicure from Warwickshire, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In his sonnets, Uncle Will wrote from a very personal place about the human condition, all in just 14 lines. But in that meager space, we can find an absolute wealth of human experience that you just might identify with. So, let's you and I go on a little journey. Today, Uncle Will seems to be blaming his inability to speak his love on his lack of self-confidence and his too powerful emotions, suggesting to his lover that they find the expression of his feelings in his writings. In the first quatrain of Sonnet 23, Uncle Will uses an image that he knows rather well, an actor. He used to be one, remember. But not the poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage, but rather one that is under-rehearsed and terrified, forgetting his lines. He imagines himself trying to express his love as firstly this stumbling player, and then as some strong and angry animal that, when it comes to imparting its feelings, finds that, despite its strength, the emotions within its heart saps its overwhelming power.
As an unperfect actor on the stage, who, with his fear, is put beside his part, or some fierce thing, replete with too much rage, whose strength's abundance weakens his own heart.
In the second quatrain, William confesses that because he cannot trust himself, he is unable to articulate the love he feels, or complete the ceremony of love's ritual. The overwhelming power and depth of feeling he has seems to weaken in the face of the immense burden of his lover's greatness.
So I, for fear of trust, forget to say the perfect ceremony of love's rite, and in mine own love's strength seem to decay, or charged with burden of mine own love's might.
In the third quatrain, Uncle Will pleads for his lover to let his writings speak for his heart's feelings, begging for his love to be requited. For, he says, that his written words are far more eloquent than any protestations of love that he could speak aloud.
Oh, let my books be then the eloquence and dumb presages of my speaking breast, who plead for love and look for recompense, more than that tongue that more hath more expressed.
In the final couplet, William wills his lover to learn to read what his silent love has written, saying that to be able to hear with one's eyes is surely characteristic of what lovers can do.
Oh, learn to read what silent love hath writ. To hear with eyes belongs to love's fine wit.
I find this sonnet quite funny because Shakespeare seems to be making an excuse to his lover. I imagine them walking together after the theater, and William finds himself tongue-tied. So he bids a fond farewell, beats a hasty retreat to his rented rooms, and pens a beautifully worded sonnet about how he has no words, at least when overcome by the power of his lover's beauty in person. And to be fair to Uncle Will, who hasn't been there? I just think back at the sheaves of notebook paper in my grade school trapper keeper, absolutely overflowing with, in the immortal words of my best friend Ron, words of poetry so bad they absorb light. So, not just an unperfect actor, apparently, but a writer as well. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by a generous donation from the Cowie Family Fund. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.